Yeah, you already know, man. But yo, we was fucking talking earlier. I know we start the show off. You know how we start the show off, like, bam! But fuck all that. I want to know what about this damn ghost. You talking about Anomaly?
Well, one morning I was sitting, was actually half asleep, and I felt my bed kind of like depressed, like when somebody sits on it or gets on it, like right by my shoulder.
You was by yourself?
And usually, yeah. And usually when I'm in the house by myself and I like hear something or something tugs on my ear, I'm just like, yes, what do you want?
what the fuck?
Hey, they don't cause any trouble. I figure until they cause some trouble, they are not bad.
So something touch your ear and it's okay?
Yeah, it's okay. Just trying to get my attention. Maybe whatever other way they tried, they didn't get my attention the way they wanted to. It's not like they're pushing me. It's not like they're stabbing me. They're not hurting me. It's just like a nice little tug on the ear, like, hey, listen.
What did they say?
I'm not ready to discuss those things yet.
Big bro.
You see what I'm saying, guys? You see what I'm saying?
No, it's just a matter. I feel like these conversations are personal until they actually come to fruition.
Okay. Well, just so the audience knows and the Wave Nation family, we was trying to record our show, and we picked up some paranormal activity. We actually picked up another voice that is not around. You see what I'm saying? So then our beloved co-host, Anomaly, told us this secret she just dropped on us, that she always had a supernatural friend. Not an imaginary friend, a supernatural friend. So I was like, fuck everything else, what we was about to talk about. We will get into that, but I need an explanation. You see what I'm saying? So maybe they trying to get your attention to talk about or to solve a mystery or something, solve a crime. So you need to talk about it probably. That's why you're tugging on your ear.
Later.
Like, yo, come on, son. I've been trying to tug on your ear for the past 2 years, and you ain't saying shit.
Yeah.
What I got to do? Knock over a vase? I got to shake a refrigerator? Man. Like, what the fuck?
Like, the ghost was like, fuck it. I hook up the mic myself.
Right. I've been turning the faucet on 4 times today. Shit.
What more do you want from me?
What more do you want from me? Hey, yo. You already know what it is, man. It's Jehu the Prince, a.k.a. Rio. And I got my main guy, Ty. What it do?
Yo. You already met your boy, the real Ty. You know, Nathan, you know, favorite podcast. Let's get it.
Right. All right. First of all, I want to say, Ghost, we're sorry. We're fucking sorry.
Yeah.
Right. Can you stop fucking with the frequencies?
Yeah, it just fucked up all the way around on that. Wow,
right. God damn. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to help you. You know? Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Larry Porter for the DMV.
I'm here, baby. Wave Nation, we back. Let's ride it.
Okay, Anomaly, what it do, baby?
Hey, everybody, how y'all doing?
We're doing fine. Yeah, we're doing okay.
How are you and your ghost doing?
Right.
We're great. We're busy, but we're great.
I don't know what the fuck y'all be doing. What you mean you busy? It don't even don't even sound like you trying to help and shit. You know, help solve a mystery and shit, but you busy. He probably mad as fuck that you are busy.
drop dead for real. Or some shit.
Hey, Porter, ghost dad.
Ghost dad. Bogus.
Hashtag. Bogus.
Yeah.
Hey yo, real dude, what it do, man?
Man, shit. You know. First off, first and foremost, you know, we want to pay our respects, you know, to the legend, you know, Chadwick Boseman, you know, who played Black Panther and, you know, expressing, you know, his strength through everything. And, you know, we just want to, you know, send our love and, you know, peace towards his family, you know, and, you know, we want to keep his legacy going, you know, and, you know, display the strength that he's displayed, you know, up until his transition. So, you know, we just, you know, don't want to go any further without, you know, showing our love to that. Now, let's get to it. You know, however, temperature is different right now in the world. The climate, a lot of people feeling a lot of different ways. Kyrie, how you got the whole situation with Jill, you know, and police brutality, of course. But we really want to get into the whole situation now because a lot of things around the culture, the conversation right now is basically, do black women feel protected by black men? Do black men protect black women? However that goes, what do y'all feel about that?
The fact that we have a black woman on the line, anomaly, how you feel?
I feel that... Let's go back. I feel like black women raise their black boys different than they raise their black girls. They raise their black girls to be strong and independent, but they raise their young men to be more dependent, or I hate to say, in some cases, misogynist against women, and they just grow up with that idea. So when by the time they become adults, not all of them are prepared to lead a household, to support a family, or even support or protect a woman. So, and you see that through our popular culture that we're seeing right now. And with the popular culture, the kids that listen, they think that's how it's supposed to be. So of course it perpetuates on the cycle of, I hate to say negativity, but that's what it is.
I can agree with that.
Is that like you think that's what, you know, plays a factor as far as, you know, black men, you know, being raised by black women predominantly in our culture now? Is that, you know, just a side effect, or is like because women may not know how to, you know, show a black man how to protect black women because it's a different type of role? And that's why they raise their daughters different to be independent, because that's more so what they're doing. That's what they taught. Like, what do you think about that?
I will agree with that's what they are. That's what they know and what they're taught. Because come on, when you think about it, if your mom wasn't there, who did you go to? Big mama, grandmother. It was never you go to your grandfather. I mean, your uncles might have been around, but for the most part, everybody went, if it wasn't their mother, they went to their grandmother. And unfortunately, that's the kind of community and or household that we come from. And so we just continue it on. I'm not going to say that I know exactly how to raise a boy on my own, but I do not hinder my son's father from seeing him, being in his life, and playing a part in raising him. I do what I can, but I am a woman. I know female things and some male things, but I still need him there to show him how to be a man.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Big fact.
And, I mean, I think, let me see how I try to say. I think to me, like, I feel like black women, you know, have protected, you know, black men. That's what it sounds like. I mean, I feel like, you know, would you agree with that? You think that, you know, black men are protected by black women mostly, and then like, but on the vice versa, probably not? Or
I think we do cater to them more. I'm not gonna say protect, but I'm gonna say we cater to them more than need it be. We don't teach them so much how to stand on their own the way we teach young females to stand on their own very early. And I don't think that's fair, or it should be that way at all.
You know what, I as listening to the both of you, this subject is so vast. It's not one-sided. It's not even two-sided. You know what I mean? Because it's answer D, all of the above, really. Because let's take the situation that happened recently with Megan Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez. You see what I mean? And that's just one incident. If they wasn't famous, it'd be another statistics of domestic violence. You see what I mean? So if a woman doesn't feel protected by black men, I don't like the fact that we have blanket that across our culture, across us as a people, because all the women in my life feel protected. You see what I'm saying?
True.
And they're happy. So that doesn't mean that, I mean, just because there's a high statistics of this going on, but it's two-sided. So I don't think that if you have a woman who says, I don't need a man, I could do this all by myself, fuck these niggas, get this money, you know what I'm saying, money over niggas, you see what I'm saying, all this idealistic shit that they live by, and then when something happens, we are absentee into their rescue.
Well, no, I'm going to go, see, with that situation, I'm just going to say, a strong black man is not afraid or displaced by a strong black woman. And I see that with my sister and her husband. My sister is very strong. She can handle it on her own, but still, she has a husband, and he is very much a man. She doesn't down him any. She doesn't make him feel like less of a man. That's not an issue. So a strong man is not displaced by a strong woman. It's just a matter of how many strong men do we have still?
Right. Okay. So I didn't say that, but that's a great point. That's a great point. I never mentioned that strong men or absentee or, you know what I'm saying? What I was referencing, the fact that the culture of the women that say they don't need a man, period. So if they say that they don't need a man, period, because it's strong, then when your husband, that husband is a strong black man, that could be referred to any one of us on the line right now. That's why our women do feel protected. And you need a strong queen beside you. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The stronger the woman, the better, you know, to help us conquer. But when you have the women with the culture of the music, and you know what I'm saying? Not just talking about Megan Thee Stallion, just to clear that up, but just period. You see what I'm saying? It's like we got the hot girl summit. And yet again, Megan Thee Stallion. I'm not talking about just Megan Thee Stallion, but I'm talking about the culture. You know what I'm saying? This hustle culture, this independent culture, just I don't need a man. The family aspect is not, it's obsolete culture. You see what I'm saying? Dualistic teamwork is obsolete. Just pay me, fuck me, pay me, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. City girl culture. When shit happens, you need a man. Like, it's just like some women even question the fact, what is men purpose in life? Have y'all heard that?
No.
Yeah, so if we come to the point where we are questioning the man's purpose in life, then the ops already won. I feel as though that we're missing the point, because back in the day, family was key. And protecting our women, yeah, we need to do better. People in general, we all need to do better in protecting our women. Like I always say, that black women is one of the most disrespected women on the planet. One of the most. We even do it to ourselves. Think about this for a second. You can listen to, I want you to listen to, do a test. And you know, if I'm wrong, hit us up. Wave Nation. You know what I'm saying? So I want you to listen to all the genres of music. And I want you to take a poll of the majority. And I want you to pick random songs. So it's not orchestrated. So if you pick a country song and you listen to the lyrics, and I want you to tell me what it tells you. You listen to an Indian song, you listen to an orchestra song, you listen to an alternate metal song or a metal song, and then you listen to a hip hop song. We down our women the most.
Yeah.
Bitches, holes, and bitches. Slut, skanks. I remember there was a line that on the Gucci song that hit me different. When I was looking at things differently because I'm sick of it. But I fought with Gucci. Shout out to Gucci. But I'm just using him as an example because it's the line that stood out to me. He said, take a white girl out the trailer, make a Iggy. Take a black bitch out of Magic, make a Nikki. So when they refer to like white women is white girls, Becky, Susans. But when they refer to black women is bitches, hoes, you know what I'm saying, and thoughts. Even though all those titles can be blanketed across the board, but those titles are degrading. But we refer to our black women that way. But all black women ain't shaking their heads and wagging their fingers.
Amen.
The whole black community is not one big project that we got white people thinking. The media has that thinking them that shit. Anomaly not ghetto?
Not at all.
So I think we have to uphold the, we had to uphold the standard, because we can't say one thing and do another and expect the results of us being stand up. You feel me?
As a father of two girls, man, I have a 13-year-old girl and a 2-year-old. And the main thing I always will teach to my 13-year-old basically is about independence and learning this stuff to be a young woman. A teen right now, a young woman going to be a woman in training. So I'm teaching her with things that to be a good mother. Well, I can't teach her to be a good mother, but a thing of a man, like, to help. Because it's all about balance, and I'm trying to teach about balance. Like, love yourself, but, you know, don't put all the pressure on yourself either, you know what I'm saying? So anybody that you let in your life, they got to be the balance to you. They got to be that part where you're missing. That's, you know, just in a nutshell where I try to teach her, you know, and, you know, that it's okay to be independent, but you still got to know you need help, you know, right. At the same time. That's what I try to teach her and let her know that, you know, I want her, you know, so in a sense where that she don't be too dependent on a man, but if a man do decide to be in her life, that he going to bring a value to her and make her, you know, and bring that manly thing to her, you know, because sometimes they made us use, even with slavery, it was passed down that the woman had to take care of the men when they was taking us, and, you know, when they was abusing us, the woman had to hold it down. So it's in their DNA. It's still in our DNA to be a protect. Even if you can find the weakest guy or the guy don't even think that, it's still in the DNA where situations arise to be the protector or have a sense of knowing what to do. But mm-hmm. We got to go back to teaching our guys. We got to break the generation curses that we doing this together. We still here. That just made us tougher that we can survive anything. But now we got to go back to loving ourselves and knowing that we do it together. We can do it together. We can do anything. Because that's what they try to do, separate the families and abuse the families mentally and spiritually. So that's why it's in that our DNA where they always throw that, single parent household or a female, you know, they try to take away what a female is supposed to do so our kids can be confused, you know, so we got to bring that back where we are good parents and we are, you know, good families and built off of structure, have a structure, know what we want, because they destroyed it over time, and that's what we feel the repercussions of it now. For real.
Yeah. And I mean, because, yeah, I think a lot of the whole reasoning behind, you know, why females get so much, you know, smoke, you know, and problems and, you know, issues is because, you know, the history of, you know, black females, you know, like you said, of course, in the plantation with the black mother, you know, being the mammy or whatever and taking care of the household and the slave owners' kids and stuff like that. But also, like, on the medicine side and in history, you know, you got Henrietta Lacks, who was the black woman who they used her organs and, you know, her body, her DNA to make medicine and figure out, you know, the genetic makeup of black females and found them to be stronger and so-called take more pain. So I think that's probably, you know, something that contributes to the fact of, you know, us thinking that, you know, well, the people thinking that, you know, black females should, you know, sometimes get the worst end of the stick because they can handle it way more efficient and better than you know, other females and even humans or males, you know. So
that we tough automatically supposed to be tough even with sports. It's black predominantly. So all the sports are predominantly black. Because they feel like we are tougher because I'm not gonna say science proves it or different things of that nature, but back in the days when they tried to create the super slaves, where they would get the biggest slave male and the biggest slave female and trying to create kids that could be better slaves and just manipulate us DNAs and everything. So they already feel like we tough, and they try to build us that way, the same way they did back then. And they already, oh, they can survive this, they can do this, they can do that, because they already feel that. They see it in sports, we already bigger, stronger, and more athletic than our counterparts. So with pain and different things of that nature, they're not going to give us sympathy. And then that's why they always afraid of us, in a nutshell, too. With this, a lot of the shootings, we shoot each other, and then they shoot us at the same time, too.
Yeah.
And they're scared of us.
I think when we say they're scared of us, I think now it's starting to feel like a fucking compliment to them. Because I don't think it's fear. I think it's disgust and disdain. You see what I'm saying? Like, they just don't fucking like us. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I don't want to, oh, they were scared. So that justifies their actions in fear.
Bullshit.
You see what I'm saying? That is bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And I think now more than ever, we should protect each other. You see what I'm saying? Like, because just like, okay, so not just women. I think just black people in general. You see what I'm saying? Like, we need to kill that. Because even when we see another black person, we automatically mean mug each other sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking
Everybody's
at?
Everybody's alpha.
Yeah, so just like, yo, no, that ain't it. That ain't it, bro. You don't have to feel threatened by me. I don't have to feel threatened by you. You see what I'm saying?
You know something? Like, movies always, I'm a kind of conspiracy guy a little bit, but I always feel like movies tell us the truth, but in a different format. They try to tell us different things, but different format. Just like on Django, where they went to Candyland, and Leonardo DiCaprio had the two biggest slaves fighting each other just to be the alpha slave. You know, and that's another way we get it, because if they always make it seem like it's only one room for one alpha. And any pack is always room for one alpha. They always make it seem that way.
Well, yeah, a lot of things derive from that. I can see that. But
yeah,
we live in a different age. Slavery had an effect, but we're not slaves in that aspect anymore. So we still have to take responsibility in our own mind right now. You see what I'm saying? Because look at all of us on the line right now. We don't take away from each other. We only add to each other. You see what I'm saying? And all of us are strong on this. You see what I'm saying? So if you got a nation of strong people, it's our duty to inform and educate to make more strong individual. And that's where we come in as a unit. Black and white. When I say black and white, I mean people do that on both ends. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when I say like the black family and the black household, that's what the man and the woman supposed to birth. Strong nations.
Right.
So we can't be in opposition with our mates. We can't be in opposition with our women. What the fuck? And the women can't be in opposition with our men.
Exactly.
And that wasn't even an idea that we created.
Facts.
That was implanted during the women's movement when the white woman was fed up with the white husband for beating on her. She couldn't get no rights or even vote. She didn't have a voice in the household. So like they do all the time, bring in the black vote, bring in the black support. That wasn't our movement.
Preach, Pastor Rio.
So that lingered on. That ideal lingered on. I don't need a man, because they are deceptively give more results or more favoritism to the independent black woman than a black woman who has a relationship with the black man. I even see it to this day. Like when me and my wife go out, they talk to her first.
Mm-hmm.
They don't address us as a unit.
Facts.
Even though
when I was in retail, it just common courtesy. If I see a couple, I'm going to address the male first. I'm going to be like, excuse me, sir, Mr. Rio, would y'all like the table? You know, because it always just been a disrespect. You talking to the lady first, or you're not addressing the man, because then it look like I'm flirting with her, or it look like I'm flirting with her.
But it's still an indecency, because it's two people in front of you. Why are you acting like the other person not even fucking there?
Exactly.
See?
Back.
It's a greeting to both, and you ask a question, and whoever answers, that's who you deal with.
Correct. Correct. And that happens fucking 85% of the time that they do that. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking like, well, I'm invisible? Like, mm-hmm. you accept my money. You see right. what I'm saying? Like, yo, yeah. like, is that so foreign to you that husband and wife family with the same children? Is that foreign to you?
Pretty much.
Or they feel like the guy got to pay all the time. Like, every time they bring the bill, they got to bring the bill to me. Why the fuck you got to bring the bill to me?
Yo, you are so true. Because that assumption, these assumptions are stereotypes. You see what I'm saying? Like, I was out with my cousin. You see what I'm saying? I was out with my cousin. And they don't know that. But why you got to automatically assume that we a couple? The bill came. And she gave the bill to me. I said, we didn't even talk about the bill. You just automatically get a bill to me? What the fuck? Y'all women in this together? I could have said that.
Yeah.
I said, hold on. Separate checks, please. And she was like, oh, whoa, okay. Oh, whoa. Why are you making a fucking scene?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? She was discounting your manhood.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I was like,
girl,
yo.
Get rid of him.
I could have been a Karen. You know what I'm saying? I could have been a Jim. Let me speak to your manager. You know what I'm saying? But the manager probably would have came and be like, where your balls at? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, like, it's such unfair for us black men. You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, whoa, chill. It ain't even like that. This is my fucking cousin. I'm not paying her fucking bill. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, damn, she
probably said, she said it like, get rid of him, girl. Oh,
yeah, exactly. Like, she was like, whoa. I was looking like, why the fuck is you making the scene? You know what I'm saying? I almost didn't tip your ass. Almost did not tip your ass.
You shouldn't have.
But I put the tip under my glass and made the dollars wet. Bitch.
Whoa, girl. Get rid of him.
Right. I'm looking like, get rid of my cousin. Shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But nah, like, before we even get too far on the subject, off the subject, I do want to talk about, you know, the situation. I know you're talking about, you know, relationships and couples and things of that nature. And, you know, having a strong black family unit and, you know, all of us protecting not only ourselves but each other. And the only thing I have a question to that, too, because, I mean, I'm pretty sure y'all know who Candace Owens is, right? Do you know
her?
Unfortunately.
Yeah. So, I guess, you know, depending on who you are, some people may, you know, like her, some people don't. However, that's not the case right now. I want to know, you know, from a female perspective too, if you could add Anomaly. But when a person like Candace Owens, like, to me as a black man, I don't feel like she represents or wants to protect us. I don't really hear her say too many things positive about us. So on the other end of that, you know, we're talking about black men protecting black women. Does she fall under the category of being protected, even though, I guess, like, on face value, she's considered a black woman? But I don't feel like she protects us. So is it our duty, obligation to protect her, or, like, how does that work?
I think with Candace Owens, first and foremost for her is her political views, to which she swings conservative. And whoever her partner is, that's on him. Or her, well, she's pregnant, so we still don't know, whether or not they protect her. Now, if your views swing with hers in a conservative matter, sure, go ahead, feel free. But if her views do not sit with you, I don't feel like you are obligated to protect something that you don't believe in.
Correct. Ka-fucking-rack. Bingo!
But... under the guise of black men should be protecting black women, like.
All right, let me answer that.
So should you protect every black woman that you see? How are you going to protect every single black woman you see?
Let me start
with your household, your family.
Right. Thank you, Anomaly. Thank you, fucking Anomaly.
Awesome.
All right, so check this out. I got to answer this because it bothers me. I wouldn't walk past Candace Owen getting beat up by a couple of white dudes, right? No. I'm not going to do that.
No.
You know what I'm saying? But if Candace Owens is on some shit that she got herself into, I'm not going to protect the ops when they constantly trying to destroy us. What the fuck? It's just like, I don't never understood why Batman didn't kill nobody. The Joker been trying to kill your ass the whole season. And you trying to capture him? But he's trying to kill you. You protecting the Joker. So I don't feel like we should protect people who are against us. That's just fucking stupid. Are you going to protect the other team from trying to score a touchdown on your ass? Don't hit him too hard, guys. Don't make him fumble. Just tap him just enough, even though he's trying to rail your ass. You can't have your fucking cake. Well, I don't like that saying. You can't have your cake and eat it too. So what's the point of having a cake if I can't fucking eat it? You know what I'm saying?
To look at the icing.
Right. You can't have it both ways. Fuck that. If you the op, you the fucking op. If you against us, you a fucking against us. You don't get the privileges of being unified with us if you're not. So shut that shit down. All, like I said before in the last show, all the Susans, the Karens, the Barbecue Bettys, the Candace Owens, you gets no love. Yeah. Fuck out of here. What, Terrell, you want? You trying to save him?
Shitting me. She cool with you.
I think she's paid by them, man.
Fuck
she
that.
Can't believe everything she said.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, and that's what we want to believe. We want to believe that she does not believe everything
she wants
she says. But what if she does?
She wants
if she does, then what?
She loves it. She takes pride into it. She takes pride into it. So they got their agents. They got their, you know, token black people that they need to speak for them, speak for their racist antics. And that's who they are. Just like a fucking Terry Crews right now.
Ooh. This guy.
Mr. Terry Crews. Mr. Terry Owens. Terry Owens is the same shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all heard recently, speaking of protecting our women and protecting women in general, you heard how he tried to say he want to boycott Magic City?
Boy.
At a time like this? Why?
Because we got to protect our black women.
Wow, Terry.
You know what? How you protecting the black women by boycotting a strip club?
Right.
Yeah.
And he could say, I mean, a lot of people could say a lot of things. It's a sex industry. You know what I'm saying? Would you want your daughter shaking and twerking and on the poles for other men for money? Would you want your mother? Would you want your sister to do that? Listen, Terry. Listen, Mr. Owens, there's a lot of things that we don't want, but Magic City is one of them. We want that.
Right?
Magic City, come on, guy. Why are you trying to attack that? Why don't you attack the racial injustice? Why don't you join that, black man?
If he wants to do something with sex, why don't he do the sex industry in the sense that they're taking young kids
right.
and selling them.
Say something about the kids Bingo. That was rescued in fucking Georgia. God damn it, Anomaly. You're good.
In Atlanta.
Right. He ain't say shit about that yet, but he want to say something about Magic City. He make it sound like some girls stiffed him or something.
Probably.
Like he paid for it. You know what I'm saying? Like he got done wrong in the club. He paid for a dance and she didn't even dance right. You know what I'm saying?
Boy, different.
He way different. Like, don't tear us down, yo. Anything, we got a lot of faults, but everybody should be using their platform, especially if you're black, to be trying to empower, uplift, or enhance the movement in any way possible in your capacity.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The fuck? Terry Owens. Damn.
Fat.
When Bow Wow got some slick shit to say and it's funny, you know you fucking up. Mm-hmm. He told Terry to leave that shit alone and continue to do the robot.
That's a fact.
Shout out to Bow Wow.
Big fact.
But he could have talked about anything that's going on right now. Anything. He could have... Like, he had so many things he could have just addressed it.
You know?
And he's going to pick Magic. Oh, one thing. Shut the Magic City down. Like, come on, man. Like, that's the thing he needs to. Like, somebody needs to shut him down. But just get him out the coalition. Kick him out. Kicking Terry Crews out.
Right.
And leave it like that.
He the reason that black women don't feel protected. people. It's the so-called black men that's like him. Like, it's got to be, because on this side we don't understand where he coming from. So.
And he always bring up the incident that my mom used to get beat on and I had to watch and I wasn't strong enough to stop it. They always bring up domestic violence, but did you know it was a way of life for the Caucasian man to beat on his wife publicly and period? That shit was normal. That's why they didn't have a voice. They even had a show like Why I Yada. The Why I Yada comes from that.
Oh, yeah.
Right in the kisser. You see what I'm saying? That shit was normal. White women used to get beat by their husbands all the fucking time and still do. Even down to their kids disrespecting them and smacking them around. So, kill the noise by highlighting that type of things when it comes to black people. So, to justify your disdain for your own people. I was more scared of my own people than the police. Terry fucking Crews. Just like you were scared of that dude who was grabbing your nuts, we can't listen to you.
Right.
We can't fucking listen to you. Next.
His explanations don't go with the causes he claims to be behind, because domestic violence and Magic City, okay, your mom used to get beat. I understand. It struck something with you. So why aren't you in the domestic violence arena talking about helping black women or helping women there instead of talking about closing down a strip club?
Right.
We need the strip clubs to relieve some stress.
Right, man, God, we all love TNA. And just like when he said he was addicted to porn, you remember that, right?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is it? Who the fuck has not seen Pornhub? Terry, sit the fuck down. Ever since he stopped doing Old Spice commercials, he's been different. He's been different. And here's another thing. When we don't protect our people and when we don't protect each other, we leave the window open, the door open for others to come and disrespect us.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
Fact.
You remember when that black lady was getting beat up by that strong white man and the black dudes was across the street recording it and saying stop, but they didn't do nothing?
Nah.
You don't remember
where
that?
Where was this? How long ago was that?
2020 is kind of fazy to me. But it probably was in 2019. I don't know. But it was recent enough. But
that's
the fact
crazy.
It happened. And the white dude was two-piecing her. Like, he was giving her. He was fighting her like a man. He was really disrespectful fighting her. And the black dude was crushed. He was like, come on, man. She a female. Stop. But let another black man step on your sneakers.
Right?
You ready to kill him? The fact that we are so comfortable... They're so comfortable to do that. That could have been somebody's mom, somebody's sister. She couldn't be associated with brothers, boyfriend, husbands. They don't give a fuck. Because they know.
And that's the thing.
And that's when T.I. I'm sorry, baby. T.I. was so upset. He was like, where the gangsters at? Where the so-called thugs at? How y'all let this happen in y'all own city? We allow this to happen to our own people, just like we are people's worst enemies. And we allow the other enemies to come in and do what they please and pillage. Go ahead, Anomaly.
Their number one excuse for not doing anything, I bet you, is either I don't know her, she not my wife's sister, girlfriend, .. She just some lady. But you're going to record it and yell stop, but you can't step in to do anything. And it's because that's not somebody who I know personally. It's always the case with their first excuse. It's not somebody that's in my life, or it's not somebody that I know personally. So it's whatever.
And there's footage out there of black men protecting black women, too. So let's not forget that when that white dude was trying to fight that black woman and that pregnant black woman at that. And then the black man stepped in and he even had a gun on him and he wasn't allowing that shit. And that was caught on camera, too. I want to say it's 2018. Don't quote me on it, because I told you 2020 got me fucked up. But we do. So to say that, we can pull footage from each side. You see what I'm saying? But the fact of the matter is, it's time out for that shit. You know? Because we are leaving the door open for them to come in and do whatever fuck they want to do to us.
Right. definitely got to protect the family, black women and black men, 100%.
Yeah.
No questions.
Yeah. Because that division, man, that division is just, it's brutal, man. And that's what we really got to get over, that division between us first, that self-love. We got to love each other first, man. And because that's just like we say, protect black women. Everybody was clowning Will Smith about a couple months ago, and because he, you know, his wife was cheating on him, and it's both ways. It goes both ways at the same time. Like if he would have done the same situation, everybody, I think it would have been the end of his career. But if it's his wife doing that to him as a black male, he don't, you know, nobody don't care about what he's feeling inside or what he's going through, you know. So it's, we got to love each other because it's okay for her, but it wasn't going to be okay for him. So we have to get over that division, man, and treat both of us the same and equal as a battlefield, because the man go through emotional turmoil the same way the women do, and the women get physical, we both take the same things, you know. So it's no less. I seen males get beat up by females and vice versa. So it doesn't say it's right at all. So we have to get that stigma out, you know, and we got to love each other first, because if we don't, they not going to love us. Just like the Koreans. Excuse me. I said this a couple shows ago. The Koreans, the Arabs and them do not do anything for our community, you know.
Correct.
But they bring that business there.
Bingo.
So, and they bring that business there for what? Because we spend that money with them. And when them Koreans jumped on that black lady, the black girls in that nail store, nobody didn't say anything. They didn't say anything. And then, you know, it was on news and different things of that nature. But we should have, first of all, we should have, not, you know, not for violence, but should have burnt the place down. Or second, we should have started getting our minds together and start opening up our own stuff. And that should have made us right there start becoming our own, become independent.
Correct. I think those incidents was like the spark of many that's building up to what we see today. Because if not recalling, after that, other Koreans started trying to get on the same boat, and we wasn't having that. And I think it was in New York that they started boycotting some of the nails.
Yes, sir. Right in Brooklyn. That's a big fact.
Yeah.
Super fact.
So things were done, but in this day and age, in this time, it's like the straws that are breaking all the camels' backs. You see what I'm saying? So we're seeing the results of a lot of things. Like I told you before, we are living in the history right now. We're living in the stories that are being told. So we're watching a lot of things play out, you know. So what I suggest, a lot of us can feel all kinds of ways, and we have every right to feel that way because of what we have the examples to feel. And you said something very interesting. We need to love ourselves first. And I think without self-love, it's hard for you to love anyone else. You see what I mean? So we need to protect our women, and women need to protect our men. Because there are women that beat on men. You see what I'm saying? Yep. And in their anger, they don't give a fuck about nothing. You know what I'm saying? And then once the man assert his alpha maleness, or if he like grab her up, she plays the victim. Because she knows she got the boys behind her.
Mm-hmm.
And who the boys?
The ops.
The ops. The white supremacists. She knows she got that. So she's willing to have that black man killed for her own agenda, because she's angry.
Mm-hmm.
You see how twisted and wicked it is? So we got to have self-love. We got to love each other. This shit is not overnight either, but it can be done. And it can be done by setting examples. The people who are strong enough to set examples, we just need to set examples.
Fact.
We need to stop publicly humiliating each other. We need to cut it out. We need to stop letting people adopt our culture and play costume then when shit get real, they get to go home and be themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, yo, it's a lot of things that we need to do. And one of my pet peeves is for people to tell me what I need to do. I'm not saying I won't listen, but I really hate when people say, you know what you need to do, Jehu? When they wasn't, you know what I'm saying? I fucking hate that. Especially when they wasn't there in the progress of us working to make shit happen. You see what I'm saying? You can't comment on something that you wasn't there from the beginning or the process for to help it grow.
Mm-hmm.
That's disrespect to me. So you wasn't tried to test it or nothing, but you got a fucking opinion about every fucking thing. Hell no, that shit sends me up the wall. But we need to be held accountable for shit. And it's a tough road. It's hard. It's a selfless road. But that's something that we need to adopt. You know what I'm saying? And we need to stop making it into some religious shit either. We just need to do it as a people. I don't wanna pastor, I don't want to say a name because it probably is a real pastor named that.
Pastor Popcorn.
Yeah, Pastor Popcorn. I don't want that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because people quickly love to say Martin Luther King. Well, it was a peaceful protest when y'all great Martin Luther King was doing it. Yeah. Shut the fuck up. Y'all killed him too. You see what I'm saying? So it's just like, yo, we want different. They only respect action.
Right.
Just like if a person cheat on you, they can tell you I'm sorry all day long, but in the back of your mind, they don't show you that they're sorry. Could you believe them, Anomaly?
Of course not. I tell my son the same thing. When he says he did something and he says he's sorry, I said, I hear you, but show me.
Fucking show me. Oh, here's another example. You ever talk dirty to a girl you never slept with? And
not yet.
Right. And you like, girl, I'm a on your ass. And she be like, I got that WAP. You can't handle this WAP. You're going to drown. You need scuba gear, my guy. And then you looking like, oh, I need scuba gear. Well, you're going to need a fucking doctor after this dick. You know what I'm saying? And then you got to show her that you carrying it. And if you lay it down and you really give it to her, she in love. She respect you. You see what I'm saying? So you got to have that action behind your words. I know that was a different type of example, but the ratchetees out
it's
there.
It's true, though.
Yeah, the ratchets out there understood that. You got to speak all languages. You know what I'm saying? But it's very true. But imagine if you don't lay it down right. Oh, my God.
Tuh, tuh, tuh.
Prepare for the roast session of your life.
Right?
But it's like that, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of things that are happening in the world that were happening as we speak and happening right before our eyes. But we must first and foremost take a deep look within ourselves to love ourselves so we can love others. You feel me? Real deal talk to us.
Shit, motto of the story is, you know, protect yourself. And yep. When you're protecting yourself, you know, you're protecting others, you know, and the people around you. That's just the best way to go, man, because you don't want to be out here in street terms naked, you know? You want to be out here, you know, on point and, you know, on point like an arrow, like Nick would say, you know? And just knowing what you're doing, man, because if you ain't protecting yourself, it's going to be real detrimental, son. If you don't know by now, then you better know today, because tomorrow, you know, ignorance is not going to let you pass. So,
right.
Let's get it, man. Protect yourself. For real, for real.
No doubt. And Porter, what's up, bro?
Yeah, man. Just basically the moral story at the same time. Just like he said, just love yourself, man. Love yourself so you can love everybody back. Protect your people, man. You know, everybody ain't the same, but at least give it a try. At least start doing it because, you know, pay it forward. You know what I'm saying? Because if we don't love ourselves, if we don't build for ourselves, they're not going to do anything for us. So, and then they definitely not going to respect us. Because that's the thing. No respect there. They don't, if they feel like we don't respect each other, they're not respecting us. So we got to love each other and build build from each other, go back to building again, and then they're going to respect us. And then we got our own thing.
That's right. I agree. And Anomaly, as a black woman, how do you feel, and what do you want to see happen as far as change?
I would like to see, first and foremost, women to be able to feel like they can stand on their own and still have a strong partner to help guide them and help them move forward. And as far as change, start with self, then your family, then your community, because no matter how much change goes on around you, if you don't start with self, you're not really doing anything. You're just going through the motions.
Facts.
And there you have it, folks. You already know what it is, man. It's Jay the Prince, a.k.a. Rio. And I got my main guy, Ty. What it do?
Damn. You already know it's your boy, the real deal, Ty Wave Nation. You know, that's A, you know, the pages and stuff like that is at WAYVE Nation. You know the vibe. You know the wave. Your favorite podcast, you know. Tune in. Let's get it.
And Mr. Larry Porter for the DMV.
You know, let's do it, guys. Let's get it, man. Let's change. Like, change is the only way we can do it. Let's do it together. I'm here.
And Anomaly, what it do, baby?
You guys already know. You got to play safe.
Play safe. Way! Next!